today. There's a lot of acronyms that I use that are defined in some of the handouts that I have here that you're welcome to. The real issue is what I'm telling you is coming from thousands of peer-reviewed papers. I can just tell you when the defense sees me coming in a case, I know there's going to be a FRI challenge. I know it's going to be challenged in court. And fortunately, out of 30 challenges, we've won 26 now. So it's working. So now you know. And I appreciate your kind attention. And thank you again for the invitation.
Very good, very good.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, just take a real quick break. Want you back here at 1 o'clock, please. I'm sorry, two o'clock. I do it every time. I lose an hour somewhere.
Chicago time, Philadelphia. Yeah.
Air samples, do particle counting to get a better idea of what's going on. More importantly, do an ERMI. ERMI's $300. And I know you pay more than that to bring a guy in and do air samples. But if she's got the condo still, and you're swimming upstream, saying, again, someone's saying a sarcoid, go ahead, get the inflammatory parameters, work her up, treat her, post ERMI is your first step, downregulate, elevate MMP9, work on C3A, work on C4A. And what you do is you'll fix her, then you put her back in exposure after she's been off drug for 3 days, and repeat labs then. So we show that the ubiquitous fungi of the world didn't make her sick, and you put her back in a condo.
Giving myself good marks.
And measure those same labs after day one, after day two, and after day three. And you'll see that there's an index, we call it the subacute, the sequential activation of the native immune elements, the Psi index.
This is...
Yeah. Here's the land.
Thank you very much. I'm a psychiatrist. I don't